A jolly good day to you, Miss Clooney.
And a jolly good day to you, Mr. Crosby.
What do you plan to sing, Rosie?
Thanks for asking, Ken. You old son of a gun.
Well, that's okay, but what you going to sing?
You old son of a gun.
That's the title of your song, huh? Sounds a bit slangy, doesn't it?
Really a term of endearment.
Well, then, what an auspicious way to send greetings from Norcross greeting cards.
Bells started ringing like ding dong a ding, and my heart is a winging, and I feel like singing. I was fancy free, always on the run, till one day you captured me, you old son of a gun. When I let you steal a kiss, it was all in fun. Never thought I'd fall like this, you old son of a gun. I can't deny you were not the guy that I'd been dreaming of. But the bell started ringing like a ding-dong a-dinging, and I knew that it was love. Yes, I lost my heart tonight. Cupid's work is done. Hey, who just turned off the light? You old son of a gun. Cupid's work is done. Hey, who just turned off the light? You! You old son of a gun.
Ken, would you say I was basically captivating, candid, vivacious, or exotic?
Oh, by all means, exotic.
Exactly, thanks.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, in case anybody wanted to send me a Norcross rose card to match my mood, I wondered which one would be appropriate.
Well, that's right. This is the year of the Norcross roses, isn't it?
The year will be remembered for nothing else. The Norcross rose cards, each one with its own special rose for its own special damsel.
The Norcross mint beauty rose card, the Norcross rose stellata, the Norcross champagne rose, the American beauty, and so many more.
And the sentiment inside each Norcross rose card is equally pertinent and pretty. Norcross has a way with words that would make Shakespeare pale with envy.
So whether the woman in your life is serene or scintillating or bewitching...
Or exotic.
Yes, or exotic like Bing, you'll find a Norcross rose card that fits her like a smile.
For any occasion, pick the card with the N on the back. Norcross cards say the things you want to say.
This is the year of the Norcross roses. Send her a rose card to match her mood.
Yes, and just be glad you don't live in China.
Why?
In China, it's the year of the mouse.
So?
Send her a mouse to match your mood?
Oh, I guess.
Well, see, I got a good song here. Stand by.
Am I a fool without a mind? Or have I merely been too blind to realize? Oh, Gigi, why you've been growing up before my eyes? Gigi, you're not at all that funny, awkward little girl I knew. Oh no, overnight there's been a breathless change in you. Oh Gigi, while you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh Gigi, Have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are?
Very, very nice. You know, Bing, I guess the majority of songs are written about beautiful women, aren't they?
Yes, I guess they are, Ken, about beautiful women. Well, also about beefs with beauties, too.
The torch song, of course.
That's what I meant. But in any event, the ladies can take a big bow. The music field owes a big debt to the gals. I mean, well, songs wouldn't be much without them.
Well, then, too, singers wouldn't be much without songs, would they?
Now, there's an astute observation. What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is it's certainly convenient that you fellas have songs all written for you. All you have to do is read them, open your mouth, and sing them.
Yeah. That's the standard method in common usage.
That's what I thought.
Of course, Ken, if we singers didn't have songs written for us, we'd just do what the Calypso singers do, you know, down there in Trinidad. We'd just make them up as we went along.
Oh, yes, of course. Actually, that's what the minstrels of old did.
But thank goodness this is the day of deep frozen foods, canned soups, and songs that are already prepared, too.
Well, then, should we say long live the songwriters?
Let's say that by all means. Incidentally, most of them live real good, too.
Yeah, I'll say they do. Most of them have their grand pianos all paid for, and also they don't have to resort to going to public swimming pools.
I should say not. You know, I was thinking just the other day about songwriters, and it occurred to me what a wealthy man Bobby Burns would have been, huh?
Well, Bobby Burns, the Scottish poet?
Yep. Gee, how rich Bobby would have been if he'd have been a member of ASCAP and had an ASCAP rating in the middle 1700s.
Oh, yes, indeed.
He would be loaded.
But unfortunately, there wasn't any Scottish Society of Authors, Composers, and Publishers then, and for this reason, poor old Burns lived a poor existence.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose he often had a sort of hockey's harpsichord.
I imagine that happened quite often. Had no swimming pool either.
By the way, what would you do with a swimming pool in Scotland?
Well, you could keep live lobsters in it. On warm days, that
is. You can find one. Do you imagine writing a big song like Auld Lang Syne and not getting paid for it?
Isn't that a murderous break?
Auld Lang Syne is a song that everybody sings at least once a year.
Yeah, on New Year's Eve, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ken, everybody doesn't always sing Auld Lang Syne on New Year's Eve. There are a few of those who just don't always make it till midnight. They hit the floor before the shouting begins, you know.
Yeah, that's right. There are those who don't always go the 8 furlongs. All right.
Sure, there are occasions where people get overcome by confetti.
Oh, that's murder. Some get knocked out by balloons, too. They live dangerously.
Yeah, certainly. But back to Bobby Burns, Ken. He had a wonderful sentimental side, but, you know, he was a bit devilish, too.
Well, then, would you say that he, too, sometimes didn't get to sing Auld Lang Syne on New Year's Eve?
Could very well be. You know, that Scotch confetti, very potent.
Have we reached a point yet, Bing?
In fact, I think we've reached two.
Two? The points being?
Well, it's the ladies who inspire the songwriters. And watch out for that Scotch confetti.
Oh, I think that sums it up very nicely.
Ken, we've been yakking here long enough. Now, Rosemary, how about you moving in with a bit of melody?
Stand by. Here it comes. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say I hope you're feeling better,
Do you have a problem washing the backs of collars? Well, that's where skin oil combines with soil to really give you heck. Have you tried Instant Fels Naphtha? It cuts right through grease, dissolves, and floats away the soil. Instant Fels Naphtha washes out every bit of dirt every single time. All you need for the cleanest wash in the whole wide world is water, a washer, and Instant Fels Naphtha. For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fels family of fine cleaning products. F-E-L-S, Fels.
Aren't those four good men, skilled in delivery and interpretation technique? They play good. And now to a song that has a far back, honestly sentimental content. And a mood and a feeling that, it doesn't seem to me that present-day songwriters come up with too often. I think it's a lovely melody, and the words disclose a charming little miracle, the tender little miracle of Scarlet Ribbons.
I peeked in to say goodnight, and then I heard my child in prayer, and for me some scarlet ribbons for my hair. All the stores were closed and shuttered, all the streets were dark and bare. In our town, no scarlet ribbons, not one ribbon for her hair. Through the night, my heart was aching just before the dawn was breaking. I peeked in and on her bed, in gay profusion lying there. Lovely ribbons, scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for her hair. If I live to be 200, I will never know from where came those lovely scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for her hair.
Hey, girls, do you ever get tired getting up at night to get the children a drink of water? Well, you can save a lot of sleep if you put a General Electric nightlight in the hall outside their door so they can see to get up and get a drink for themselves. GE nightlights will give your whole family a feeling of extra security. You can plug the light in any wall outlet, and of course they're wonderful in the bathroom, too. They'll burn all night long for a small fraction of a penny, and you can buy them for 44 cents at any General Electric bulb counter. Why don't you get some General Electric nightlights today?
Say, Rosie, you know an arrangement I like that we do, that one we have on Will You Still Be Mine?
And there are some additional lyrics by us.
Oh, this could build into a whole big tennis.
Ah, when lovers make no rendezvous to stroll along Fifth Avenue, when this familiar world is through, will you still be mine?
When cabs don't drive around the park, no windows light the summer dark, when love has lost its secret spark, will you still be mine?
When moonlight on the Hudson's not romancing,
and spring no longer turns a young man's fancy,
when glamour girls have lost their charms,
when sirens just mean false alarms,
when lovers heed no call to arms, will you still be mine?
When Clooney starts to show Ferrer the way to play Monsieur Beaucaire, he'll rave and rant and tear his hair for fair, will you still be mine?
When Catherine starts in teaching Bing the way he ought to sing and swing, that day he may take back the ring.
You're not kidding.
Will you still be mine?
When moonlight on the Hudson River's not romancing,
and spring no longer turns a young man's fancy,
when glamour girls have lost their charms,
when sirens just mean false alarms,
when lovers heed no call to arms, will you still be mine?
Time to cut on out now, Rosie.
That's it for today, friends. But we'll be back right at this very same spot at the very same time tomorrow.
Let's all regroup then, shall we?
Yes.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood.